Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Laurie Alonso. I'm the zoning administrator for today's meeting, May 20th, 2021. So I hope everyone's having a wonderful afternoon. For those of you that have joined us online, due to COVID-19 and social distancing, we have made these meetings also available through the website, which has been provided in the agenda that's posted online. And I understand we do have a gentleman, Mr. Eric Tarbert, that will be speaking to one of the items this afternoon. Are we switching the items? Are you going first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alrighty, and then also just to kind of do a little bit of housekeeping, for those of you in the room, there is a limited number of staff reports that are available to your right, my left in the room, on the table next to our lovely Miss, very professional Miss Sharon Gilliam, our secretary. And anybody that will be addressing the zoning administrator, when you are speaking, please be sure to state your full name for the record. And to help us out, to help out Ms. Gilliam, to spell out your last name as well, so we get that accurately depicted in the minutes. Just another thing, written materials must be received 24 hours in advance to ensure consideration. And except as otherwise provided by law, no action shall be taken on any items not appearing on this agenda for today. However, if you do wish to speak to something that's off the agenda, we do have a public meeting section at the end of the agenda today. Usually I just take a quick sample of who's in the room or who's online if there's anything that needs to be addressed. So with that said, we've already called the meeting to order. I have reviewed the minutes of March 4th, and I have provided any comments. Actually, none were necessary. Again, compliments to our secretary today for having that all ready to go. So those were easy for me to move and approve those minutes. We do have a couple of two public hearing items on the agenda today, and I will go ahead and go to that section. And I see that I have Mr. Kevin Canning here for the first item, which is a public hearing. Looks like a PA 20-0201 in Emerald Bay. Thank you, Mr. Canning.
Thank you. This application is for a demolition of existing residence and construction of a new residence at 191 Emerald Bay. The application requires a coastal development permit, variances and use permits, or as we have come to know, this is a typical Emerald Bay project. The exhibit I have here shows the orientation of the building. It has street frontages on three sides for the purposes of staff review and per various guidelines in the zoning code. The southerly property line was determined to be the front, and then the one side, and then the northerly property line was the rear setback. In terms of the coastal development permit, the application was reviewed in terms of the requirements of that document, one requirement being review and approval by the Emerald Bay Community Association. The EBCA did review and approve the project. In terms of the setbacks, the variances, there is a request for both a front and a rear setback. The front yard, again, is at the lower end of this project, the southerly property line. The lot was determined to be a shallow lot, and so the normal 20-foot setback was able to be reduced to 16 feet, 7 inches, but even at that reduced setback, the corner, one corner of the building does encroach into that setback. On the left-hand side there, you can see the yellow line showing what normal setbacks would have been. Then on the rear, a rear yard setback is allowed to include, when it backs up to a private alley or private street, is allowed to include half the width of the alley or street, but in no case can that setback be reduced to less than 15 feet. So that the yellow line reflects a 15-foot setback, and you can see They are proposing encroachments into that to as close as 8 feet. On the sides, on the left and the right, the minimum 5-foot setback is met. There are two special findings that need to be made in order to grant a variance. First one has to do with the special circumstances. Staff has recommended a finding that there are special circumstances given the topography of the lot. It slopes down from, on this exhibit, from right to left, from east down toward the ocean. So there are some constraints upon that. Also, its location in a unique coastal community with special architectural guidelines that are significantly different than the R1 standards. It is a substandard, excuse me, it's not a substandard lot. But the special circumstances that have been routinely found for Emerald Bay projects have to do with the topography, shape of lots, and its coastal environment. There also cannot be a granting of special privileges, a second finding. Staff believes that finding can be met because the development as proposed would be consistent with all surrounding development. With respect for use permits, two use permits that are necessary. The first is an overheight structure. The building maximum building height under the R1 zoning is 35 feet. Because of the slope of the lot, there is, as you can see here, a small architectural projection that breaks the envelope of the 35-foot height limitation over the lot due to the slope. The zoning code allows the zoning administrator to approve a use permit for this overheight. In instances where it is not livable floor area and is otherwise consistent. This, I have to say, that this is one of the rare occasions in Emerald Bay where our zoning height limit is more restrictive than theirs by the Emerald Bay Community Association. But I don't need to go into those details. The other use permit is necessary for wall heights. Because of the slope terrain of lot, they are using stepped retaining walls to accommodate the grade. And generally, along the street frontage in several locations, because of these stepped walls, some of those walls are within the front yard setback and over 3.5 feet. But the maximum wall height is generally about 5 feet. This particular cross-section notes that, you know, the height is 4 feet, and then further back it gets, it's taller, but it is as proposed on the plans. It's generally 4 to 5 feet within the setback area, where zoning would limit it otherwise. The project was found categorically exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act under several categorical exemption classes. Staff recommends approval of the project subject to the conditions of approval that have been attached to the staff report. That concludes my presentation, and I'm available to answer any questions.
Well, thank you, Mr. Canning. I really appreciate that. I know you also had mentioned on this project there was some additional concerns that were potentially raised.
Yes,
so,
thank you.
And I know you had mentioned that you'd sent me a follow-up email regarding the Emerald Bay Committee.
After the public notices, yes,
yeah,
thank you.
Thank you.
After the public notices went out, I received an email from one neighbor who indicated that he was very concerned about the overheight building and the wall heights and the variances. He had been familiar with what EBCA had earlier reviewed and approved. And I explained to him that it sounds worse than it is because we're describing it under the county standards. But what I did is I basically sent the project plans for this planning application to Jill Chambers, who's the coordinator of the EBCA architectural review, and she confirmed that these plans for this application are the same that their committee reviewed and approved. I shared that information with the neighbor, And he says that's fine. If it's the same project that we saw before, we have no objection. So Jill confirmed it. I notified the neighbor, and he confirmed that if it's the same project, they have no objections to the proposal.
Thank you, Mr. Canning. I do appreciate the fact that you kept me apprised of that before the hearing, just in the event that those individuals were not able to attend the meeting today, that their information is included in the record. And I really appreciate the fact that the neighbor, the owner, Emerald Bay, and yourself also coordinated and collaborated to ensure that their voices were heard and also that their concerns were being addressed. So thank you for that. All righty. I will go ahead and open the public hearing on this item. So I believe there is one person that wishes
Eric
to speak.
It's Eric Trabert. I mispronounced his name.
So Mr. Trabert, if you would please introduce yourself and spell your name for the record. And I know we've got our IT team online, so if you could help that gentleman.
Speaker number three. I don't know if I...
be able.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you. I was just going to ask about that. Yeah, speaker number three we have from 949-861, just to confirm.
Yes.
Yes. I'm thinking he's on mute. He can't confirm, so we have to confirm for him.
I have him unmuted now.
Eric?
So my name's Eric Trabert, the designer on the project. I have actually read the report and the conditions of approval, and we do accept all the conditions that are set forth by Mr. Canning and staff.
Well, I see that Mr. Canning has prepped you well for the meeting, so thank you for that. I didn't even have to ask the question, but I would ask if you could please spell your... Oh, it's actually on the staff report already, so T-A-R-B-E-R-T.
T-R-A.
T-A-R-B-E-R-T.
Oops.
Just for the record,
that's
right?
Correct.
Is that correct? Okay, perfect. Since you are the designer, I do want to thank you also for, especially in that front yard where those the walls are terracing on that. So I think that was very helpful and appreciative that you didn't just go with the straight up wall to request the variance on this. I mean, you actually tried to stagger the design and make it look a little better. I know Mr. Canning had shown that exhibit during the presentation. It was also included in the staff report for the overhaul height wall, easy for me to say, exhibit on that. So I do appreciate that. And I know in Emerald Bay, it is very atypical to not have a variance request or a use permit, it seems like, in Emerald Bay, especially with the county zoning standards that we have in place. But on the height, I just wanted to confirm, you did say that the height, that was mostly a non-livable space, or it
oh,
was?
Oh, yes, it's just a peak.
Okay, and then on the plans, it kind of reflected that. Okay, so that's really, I just had more comments than questions for you, so I just wanted to also, you know, thank you very much for, you asked for a few more than normal, I guess, deviations in one application, you addressed them all to help make my job easier, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, do we have any other speakers on the line for this item?
I will mute this caller then, and then we still have another caller number five, which is calling from 949-244, and I will unmute them now.
Okay. So speaker caller number eight, did you say, or?
It's a caller and user number five calling from the number of 949-244. You are unmuted.
Okay, so if you're unmuted, caller, would you just please say yay or nay if you wish to speak on this item? And this is the Emerald Bay item number one.
This is Louise Mirage, 194 Emerald Bay. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. So if you would please spell your name for the record so our secretary can make sure we get that in correctly. So it's Louise.
M-E-R-A-G-E.
M-E-R.
A-G-E.
A-G-E, Mirage, okay. And the first name was Louise, L-O-U-I-S-E?
Perfect, yes.
Oh, perfect, okay, great. So, okay, so you have the floor.
My concern is I was told I was in there that they are digging down for parking and they go underground. My concern was when the car from underground coming up to the main street, being that it's right at the corner, is going to cause problems. We already have problems with turning in that area. So I wanted to know if that's correct. Are they digging down? How far low are they digging for the parking space?
Are you online? Can you see the exhibit that we posted?
So, Ms. Mirage, I'm going to have our planner, can Mr. Canning, respond to your question and concern.
Yeah. Are you online, or is this just a phone call?
I will go to the office and look at the plan.
Well, okay.
I just found out today.
Okay. I think I can explain this satisfactorily to you. It's not an issue of digging down. They have their driveway will be going from the southerly property line and then into what is currently a slope. So they'll be the garage will essentially be at the same elevation within plus or minus a foot as the street on the southern side. So they're not really coming out of a hole. It's just they're kind of, for lack of a better term, carving a cave that they're going to park a car on and then build a house on top of that. If I can.
So, Ms. Mirage, if I may, do you have access to an internet connection online? Because we do post.
Go ahead and put it in because I'm not. I'm over at a family event.
Oh. Okay.
So I will look for it. From what I understood, whatever it is, he's coming out of the garage. That it would interfere with other cars, like I'm in the cul-de-sac, coming down, would I be able to see that car coming out?
We also have a condition of approval proposed that guarantees that there will be adequate sight distance at the driveway entrance where it meets the street. And that's it's a condition of approval, and it also is just a typical inspection item when they come in for the building plans.
So, Ms. Mer-
I look forward to taking a look at the drawings, because just listening to you doesn't make sense to me. I have to go in the office. I've already made an appointment with Jill. I couldn't get a hold of her to see how the drawing is.
Okay, well, Jill has the same drawings that we do. So if you have any further questions,
okay.
Jill will give you contact information to contact me directly, and I can follow up if there's a need to.
All right, thank you. Just make a note that this is what I'm complaining about.
Okay.
Is the garage area. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your comments and your concerns and your questions. If I may, I would just like to also reiterate what Mr. Kevin Canning spoke to, is that this also goes through a traffic review. So that means our engineers in Planning and Development Services, actually OC Infrastructure and Engineering, they also have to do a review at the site plan level, this planning application level, and then again during the building and grading permitting process when they actually start to do, before they start any construction. So the adequate site distance and safety on the roads is all taken into consideration before we even see it at today's hearing. So I hope that helps maybe answer some of those general questions and specific to this project.
Okay, thank you.
Sure, but thank you so much for joining us online for the meeting today. Do you have anything else?
No.
Okay, and are there any other speakers?
That's all we have as of now.
Okay.
No one else has joined.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and close the public. Well, let me just make sure. Is there anyone in the room that wishes to speak on this item? Item number one? No, okay. Seeing none, I'll go ahead and close the public hearing. I really appreciate all the detail and the extra exhibits in the staff report. Again, that does help make this job go easier. And I do appreciate the fact that we actually had some constituents online that had voiced some concerns. And I feel as if our standard process, that concern will be addressed or has already been mitigated in a manner that would be part of our normal process. We would never wish to approve something that we know would have an impact on safety, especially of people driving in that area. Again, this project is not that unusual for Emerald Bay, so I can support the findings and the special circumstances, and also make the finding for no special privilege as presented in the staff report and the presentation by Mr. Canning. So on this item, based on our training that we just received on how to make a motion and remove a project, I can simply move this project forward for approval as the recommended actions in the staff report. And so we're basically approving PA 20-201. So thank you today, Mr. Canning. We'll take a short pause as for the second item as Mr. Zagara pulls up his presentation. So that is moving to item number two on the agenda today, which is a public hearing, PA 20-0048. The applicant is Rancho Mission Viejo. And I know we have Mr. Zagara that will be presenting. So whenever you're ready, Mr. Zagara.
Just really quick, can I confirm that those online can see the what's sure. on the screen?
So can I please confirm online, Jaime with OCIT, can you unmute any callers on the line just to make sure they can see and they can confirm that they can see the presentation that we just put up?
Sure. I'll unmute caller three again. Caller three, you're unmuted.
Are you able to, caller number three, are you able to view the presentation for the ranch plan online? And they may or may not be staying for this item, so they might be hanging up shortly.
And what I've been told from our sheriff communications, that whatever is showing on this screen here, and those of you on the phone can't see that, but just speaking to those in the room, the small screen here
is what they see online.
What they see on that.
Okay, then I believe we're good to go. And I do see a couple of people in the audience, so they can see. They've got three screens, just like a concert, huh? So, okay.
Thanks. Okay. Thank you, Zoning Administrator Alonzo. Good afternoon. My name is Robert Segar. I'm the contract planner for Land Development Division of OC Development Services, and I'll be presenting planning application 20-0048, a site development permit to allow for the development of 73 plan concept detached single-family dwellings on a 8.14-acre site, a model home sales complex, and a project-specific alternative development standard. The project-specific alternative development site development standard would allow for 8.2-foot aggregate setbacks and 8.2-foot building separations, where 10-foot aggregate setbacks and 10-foot building separations are the minimum required by the development standards. The inclusion of the project-specific alternative development standard requires that the zoning administrator in a public hearing be the approving authority for this project proposal per the ranch plan community program text and the County of Orange zoning code. The applicant for this project is Rancho Mission Viejo. The project is located in the subarea 3.1 of the ranch plan community within the 5th Supervisorial District. The project site encompasses all of B Vesting Tentative Tract Map 19025, which is located on lots 20 through 25 and 76 of A Tract Map 17931.
Excuse me, Robert.
Yes.
I've just been told that they're not seeing that on the screen. Did you actually hit the share button?
Let me see if I did something wrong here.
So we're going to take a quick pause to ensure that the online users are able to view our presentation.
The content's available now.
It is available now. Thank you.
I can see it.
Okay.
So we've confirmed. Thank you. Okay. So do you just want to quickly just, Mr. Zagar, if you would just go back to the first exhibit just quickly and just explain that is the overall plan, and then this is the, yeah. You don't have to do everything again, but just kind of mention that this.
Sure, no problem. This specific project is located within the ranch plan community, which is shown here on the first exhibit. And the project in particular is located within vesting tentative tract map 19025 of the ranch plan community, subarea 3.1. And the project proposes the construction of proposes the construction of 73 plan concept single family dwellings, landscaped open spaces, private motor courts, and a private street within Vesting Center of Track Map 19025, which was approved by OC Subdivision Committee on May 5th, 2021, for the subdivision of the 8.14 acre site into 104 legal lots, which included 73 numbered lots for plan concept single family detached dwelling developments, 8 numbered lots for pocket parks and landscaping, 1 lettered lot for a public street, and 12 lettered lots for private streets and motor courts, and 10 lettered lots for landscaped open space areas. The project has been designed to be consistent with the lotting, site planning, and roadway designs that were approved for Vesting Tentative Track Map 19025. Excuse me. The project includes 2 pocket parks and usable open space in the form of green belts along pedestrian walkways and landscaped areas. The first pocket park measures approximately 3,129 square feet in size and is located on lot 75 in the southeastern portion of the project site. The second pocket park measures approximately 7,025 square feet and is located on lot 77 in the center of the project site. Both pocket parks includes benches, trash receptacles, trees, and a turf. The project will include 3 two-story residential building plan types that range in size from 1,763 square feet to 2,110 square feet. To enhance architectural curb appeal and create a pedestrian-friendly neighborhood, the units are oriented around motor courts to reduce the visibility of garages and driveways from the neighborhood streets, and the 73 units will consist of 27 three-bedroom units and 46 four-bedroom units. The project will provide a total of 250 parking spaces, which exceeds the minimum parking requirement of 234 spaces by 16. 146 of the parking spaces will be in 2-car garages attached to each unit, with an additional 41 spaces credited for attached driveways longer than 17 feet. And the remaining 63 uncovered parking spaces have been distributed throughout the project site. As previously noted, the current proposal includes a request for a project-specific alternative site development standard. The project-specific alternative site development standard will allow for an 8.2-foot aggregate setback and 8.2-foot building separations, where 10-foot aggregate setbacks and 10-foot building separations are the minimum required. This project-specific alternative site development standard to allow for 8.2-foot aggregate setback will affect 23 of the 73 proposed residential lots, which can be shown here on the exhibit with the green dots. More specifically, will affect the middle interior units of the motor court clusters proposed throughout the project site. The reduced aggregate setback for these middle units will result in 4-foot wide side yards on both sides of the units. And although the reduced side yards will provide less usable area in those side yards, the project has been designed with enlarged rear yards for all units to provide over 3 times the minimum amount of usable private open space of 150 square feet. The exhibit shown here illustrates a typical motor court cluster, highlighting the reduced aggregate setback and building separation. The reduced aggregate setback for the middle units will allow for increased street setbacks for adjacent units fronting the main project streets and increased setbacks for adjacent units along the project perimeter. The front setbacks along Ivy Way and Longhorn Way will increase to an average width of 10 feet instead of the required 6 feet, allowing for larger open space landscaped areas along pedestrian walkways. And the perimeter setbacks will increase from an average of increase to an average width of 13 feet, where 6 feet is required standard, allowing for additional private open space for perimeter units. As a result of the reduced aggregate setbacks of the middle units discussed here, all units in the project will exhibit reduced building separations throughout the project. With the exception of units 35 through 41 along Longhorn Way, the reduced building separations will not be visible from the public right-of-way as they occur in between units in the in the motor court clusters. And although the reduced building separations between units 35 through 41 will be visible along Longhorn Way, the units have been designed with enough building articulation to eliminate any potential visual impacts resulting from the units being too close to one another. The exhibit here illustrates the street view unit of units along Longhorn Way, showing the reduced building separation and the proposed building articulations of the units. The requested project-specific alternative site development standard to allow for the 8.2-foot aggregate setback and 8.2-foot building separation will result in an equivalent project, as the project-specific alternative development standards will not result in any adverse impacts. Although the reduced aggregate setbacks will result in reduced usable side yards for the units discussed in Section 4 of this report, those units have been provided with enlarged usable rear yards. Privacy issues for all units with reduced aggregate setbacks and reduced building separations have been addressed through the review of unit plotting and window placement within the side yards, and any potential visual impacts resulting from reduced building separations have been eliminated through the unit plotting design of motor court clusters and building articulation. The proposed project-specific ASDS will also not result in any traffic or parking issues. The project is in compliance with all parking requirements and has provided 16 additional spaces over the required minimum. Regarding public safety, the project's fire master plan has been approved by Orange County Fire Authority, and all proposed building separations must comply with California Residential Code. Staff supports the request for this project's specific alternative site development standard based on the analysis provided. With the approval of the project-specific alternative site development standard, the project will result in an equivalent project with no adverse impacts to the public and the surrounding community. In regards to CEQA, the project is covered by previous CEQA documentation, which includes final program EIR 589, which was certified on November 8, 2004, and the subsequent addendums 1.0, 1.1, Planning Area 2 addendum, and addendum 3.1. This finding is appropriate and complies with the intent of CEQA pursuant to Orange County 2020 Local CEQA Procedures Manual, Section 13.1, for projects where a previous environmental document is already in place. And further CEQA evaluation and clearances are not required for proposed site development permit PA20-0048. In conclusion, staff has determined that the project is in compliance with Ranch Plan PC Program Text and meets the findings of the Ranch Plan PC Program Text, Section 1C.4.C, is compatible with surrounding development and supports the applicant's proposed project-specific alternative site development standard. Therefore, staff recommends that OC Land Development recommends that the zoning administrator take the recommended actions as listed in the staff report. And this concludes staff's presentation and is available for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Zagara. I would just ask you on this exhibit that you were just the lots that are on Longhorn Way. Mm-hmm. So the ones on the motor court where you have the reduced setback, you've got larger enlarged rear yards. On the ones on Longhorn Way, though, are those meeting just the minimums, or are we able to also have enlarged? Because it looks like it's just meeting the minimum for the rear yards.
Thank you for that question. Just to clarify that it's kind of hard to see here, but the little blue square represents the minimum required rear yard private open space.
Okay.
So in this case, I believe in most cases, it's at least double. I think the smallest.
The blue inside is the actual 150.
Yes.
Okay, so it is still larger. Okay.
Correct.
Whereas on the previous exhibit, when you go back, those ones were actually a lot larger, like you said, almost three times on the motor court.
Correct. Yes. Okay. The ones in particular in the motor court, those do illustrate a much larger usable private open space. The ones along Longhorn, although they may not be three times the size, they do are abut the central private open, usable public open space for the project.
No, and I do like the way that it was depicted on the plans then for that. And so I noticed, I just wanted to ask you that, clarify that was the understanding. So the 150, I do like how you guys showed that on the exhibit. So then it shows that this could have been the minimum, and then we're still actually, and sorry, I shouldn't add this commentary, but I don't even know how 150 probably ever got really approved, but it was approved both as part of the master plan. So if they wanted to do only 150, I'm sure that would work. But I think all of us would agree that it's nice to have a little more than 150 square feet. It'd be pretty hard to put even a lounge chair back there.
Right.
So. Okay, no, thank you for that clarification. And then also the way the equivalent and better project, I liked how you had a lot of, you guys gave a lot of equivalents or better. So I do appreciate that extra speaking to that. So, well, let me go ahead and open the public hearing and see if we take any more comments or questions from the public. So we've opened the public hearing. I see Mr. Jay Bullock here today to speak.
Thank you, Zoning Administrator Alonzo. Yes, Jay Bullock from Rancho Mission Viejo. The current landowner, Pulte Homes, is going to be the eventual landowner until they sell to these lucky homeowners. And so I'm here not only representing as the applicant, but also the surrounding properties that were noticed for the public hearing are all owned presently by Rancho Mission Viejo. Excellent presentation by Planner Zagara. Probably the only thing I would add, you may wonder how did we get to the point where we were proposing we, both the ranch and the applicant, Pulte, are proposing something less than the standards. There is an allowance for 8-foot building separation in our zoning for planned concept. And what was pointed out by county staff correctly is that there are several performance standards, and one of those performance standards is that homes with an 8-foot setback need to be front-loaded. And that was about all the guidance that the PC text provided. There was some excellent discussion and cooperative and productive discussions between Pulte, county planning staff, and ourselves at the ranch on all through this project. And what was decided was on our behalf, and fortunately county staff agreed that in order to provide, so first the question, what does front loaded mean? It was determined that that would be on the opposite side. The county staff's interpretation is that's on the opposite side of the motor court. These homes are not on a paseo where the front door would be on a paseo. And in adding a paseo, there would have been room to meet the minimum setbacks, but there would have been a loss of a lot of private open space in the yards. We're meeting the public open space for the project, but far exceeding, as Planner Zagara has pointed out, the private yard space. And so the decision was made on behalf of the applicants to ask for what we're at today, which is a public hearing to make the case that this is an equivalent or better project for the folks that'll buy the homes. The other reason that things got quote unquote a little tight on this site is that we typically go to a builder with a pretty worked out site plan and architectural plan. And Pulte made a decision that we support, but it had some consequences in terms of trying to make sure everything could fit per the rules. And that change was that you'll notice that there are quite a few 4-bedroom homes in this project. And that's a need that Pulte recognizes just isn't provided in very many planned communities at this density, which would meet this price range. So it'll be a great place for young families who need large yards for their kiddos to get out in the yard and goof around. So we hope that you agree, Zoning Administrator Alonzo, with staff's recommendation that this is meeting the spirit of the rules while it's not specifically hitting every one of them exactly. Okay. That's a lot of words. I wondered if you had any questions.
No, I am glad that you went into a little more detail on the specifics of page 32 on the PC text, because if I didn't hear that, that would have been probably one of my follow-up questions on that, because there is criteria there, but it wasn't obviously enough for you all to meet it and agree with it.
Missed it by one performance standard, yeah.
Okay, because that's exactly, because at first, when I first read it, I was thinking, well, wait, why are they here again? But then knowing the ranch, there's got to be, you had to miss on something, so to have to come in and do a public hearing. So, but I'm sure that your surrounding 300 neighbors were not, 300 foot radius was fine since it was all you guys. So anyways, but I do like the fact that a lot of these have a lot more than the minimum outside distance, even with being able to provide for 4 bedrooms in a,
yeah.
Well, we're not voting on the bed, we're not approving the bedrooms per se, but I kind of am, though, because of the parking that goes with it. So, mm-hmm. yeah, so I do like the fact that if you are adding more, that would be another, equivalent or better project, in my opinion, as well, to be able to afford those additional bedrooms and still meet, even with these reduced setbacks.
Agreed.
And we agree that I'm grateful that you guys did dedicate the land to the outside use, especially as we've all learned through COVID, how nice it would be to have those bigger backyards.
Yeah. Yeah.
And especially hopefully nothing would ever happen like that again going forward. But I think everyone really appreciated the open outside space this year. So hats off to Pulte for thinking that through with the ranch as well.
Great.
Just to confirm, you guys did provide more parking too on this project, it sounds like. So again, I'm grateful to see that you bring a project to me for my approval with or consideration when you're actually adding more things than are required, not just coming in with a request to, hey, can we deviate from here? Can we deviate from here? I do appreciate the fact that it was balanced with, again, focusing on the equivalent and better project, because that's really the finding we need to make. So.
Good. Thank you for bringing that up. And just so that everybody knows, we see the county's parking standard for residential, and we don't see it as let's just scratch and claw to get over that. We as I mentioned, we plan ahead with a site plan and architecture and the number of bedrooms, and then plan for the parking. And what we plan to do in our design review with builders is exceed the parking by at least 5% or more. And so we present the project to the builders that are purchasing land from us, and they suggest changes sometimes. In this case, they did, but that's not a change that we would, you can hold me and hold the ranch to this promise. We won't bring parking deviations to the zoning administrator unless it is for residential. If it is a retail office or an amenity, a park or a rec center, and there's some reasonable reason why that specific type of use may not be exactly dialed in for this county zoning code, we may bring that to the ZA or the Planning Commission. But for a residential project, we think it's a very reasonable expectation.
Well, I do have Mr. Zagara here and the secretary as a witness that we will hold you all to that in future hearings. We're just focusing on this item today, but I do appreciate consideration for that, and kind of just a little bit of historical background on how you approach the projects, and not just trying to meet the minimums, but also come in with, again, the whole focus for today, if anyone is, there's a concern from the neighborhood or anything like that in future, is that you have an equivalent or a better project, and so you're asking for something, but you're also giving back something else. So that is what we here at the county are supposed to ensure, and look at your plans with that. So thanks.
Yeah, and you're also looking out not only for when we, the ranch, are here before you, and when Pulte, the builder, is here before you, but
the future
for
residents.
The next 10, 20 years. And we know that there's fluctuations. There are the young families now that are running around the backyard will be driving around sometime if things continue the way they do now, where kids get a car when they're 16 or 18. And also we understand, and it's been explained to us pretty clearly by county staff, that you all need, especially with something with a larger yard, you need to be aware that there could be ADUs in the future.
Yes, this is true. So,
the last thing I'm sure you'll want to know is that Pulte and the ranch have reviewed the conditions of approval and have no issues with those.
Okay, well, thank you. Is there anyone from Pulte here today that wishes it was going to be speaking on this item, Mr. Bullock, or is it, are
I,
you?
I am not expecting such, but.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you.
Thanks.
I do see another member of the public possibly in the room, or am I not seeing? Oh, is that Debbie? Oh, hair color. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so there are no other members of the public in the audience, and there's no one else online at this time, I don't believe. Jaime, can you confirm?
Yeah, no one else has joined.
Okay, thanks. So we'll go ahead and close the public hearing. So after, again, thank you, Mr. Zagara, for a great presentation and also just the very detailed staff report. And thanks also for the additional mention of the additional collaboration between land development staff. And I'm sure your manager, B.B. Jimenez, was involved in those discussions to come up with a solution that could come before the zoning administrator and make it make my job easier to be able to support and approve what was presented here today. So with that said, I think we spoke about how the giving on one side and then kind of, you know, asking for a deviation on one side and also a better and equivalent project. I will go ahead and approve this item number two, planning application 20-0048, as stated in the recommended actions, as stated in the staff report. So thank you again.
Thank you.
So as far as the agenda goes, this would be the time where we would address anything off the agenda, but seeing nobody in the room and also no additional members online, I will just go right ahead and tell you all have a wonderful afternoon. Please be safe and stay safe, and appreciate everyone's social distancing in the room today. And we will adjourn the meeting to the next zoning administrator meeting, which is scheduled for June 3rd at this time. Thank you so much. Everyone have a great afternoon.